The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. You're listening to the Gunslinger Hour, brought to you from behind the Iron Curtain in Radio Free California. Gunslinger Hour right here on
KRLA.
And it's the Gunslinger Radio Show.
Oh, damn it. I did it again, didn't I?
Radio Network.
It always takes me a while. What do you want from me?
Come on, we did it the other way for 4 years, right?
Oh, yeah, at least I didn't say good morning.
Yeah, you stopped that late last year.
Okay, back up. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Gunslingers right here on
KRLA.
There we go. I did it right. Yeah. And I just got shocked by my microphone.
Ooh,
that's going to be a fun. Yeah, fun.
Ooh,
evening.
Shades of the good old days playing at the whiskey.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Can you remember the days?
How you get your hair so curly? ungrounded outlets.
How many times have you been shocked on the tooth
with a microphone? Can't talk
God.
Many fillings for that.
Yeah. Okay. We'll explain later.
This is a gun show, but I'm going to tell you about a story. Okay. Playing Sun Valley, Idaho in this club. I can't remember the name of it anymore. Very, very posh place. Lots of famous people live in Sun Valley, Idaho, so lots of famous people used to come in. We used to have an account there. We'd do a week at a time, a couple of times a year.
That's a cool gig.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, we met...
Catch up on your skin.
The governor there.
That's who goes to Sun Valley.
Yeah, hey. The diehard guy. Lots of people used to come and see us. Anyway, they had this little weird situation where the dance floor was two steps below the stage and the bar. So... I'm singing Left a Good Job in the City. Yeah, okay. And so, you know, because we didn't have the stage was too small to have monitors, you had to try and get yourself out there so you could hear yourself through the main speakers. Ooh. So I'm right up in the microphone like this. Left a good job in the city. And this gal, about three quarters in the bag, turns from the bar. And misses the first step. Now is stumbling, and I'm talking a good 225, trying to hold that drink up as she burrows through the dance floor. Yeah, the crowd and the dance floor. And what does she grab to steady herself? My microphone stand.
Oh.
Pushing that microphone right into all my front teeth. See the chip on that one? That's where it came from.
Memory.
You got to suffer for your art, baby.
You know, the glamorous life of being a musician. Yeah. Anyway, welcome to Gunslingers. That just kind of came to mind. One of these days, I'll tell you the Bruce Willis story because it's a funny one, too. But anyway, we talk nothing but guns here.
Yeah, we do.
Hey, but we are freewheeling, spontaneous, fun-loving, and we all have a history.
And I have literally had every occupation known to man.
Oh, twice.
Come on. Don't tell me. I got one you never did.
What's that?
Spraying spray-on tans to girls at a tanning salon.
Oh, yeah, I did that.
Did that?
Oh, wait. Yeah, because I owned a tanning salon.
Been there.
For a while.
Done that.
Yeah, and let me tell you, Kevin, let me tell you how many people asked to be apprentices for that job.
However, the reality.
Yeah, if they only knew the realities, because unfortunately, most of the clientele.
You had to spray twice.
Well, we're well into their 50s and up.
We're going to have to refill this container.
One time a lady came in and you know, she had the bulletproof bra and the granny panties, and they were going to do some kind of a boat trip or something, and she just loved the spray on tan thing, which you know, we had to do by hand because we didn't have the room to have the big machine one.
Yep.
So, you know, here I am with my basically like spray painting a car, you know, and I got it done pretty quick, and she was so impressed with it, she went home, got her mom.
Oh, sweet.
And then I had to do mom.
And no one has that delicate, gentle touch like this. Well, this is a gun show, ladies and gentlemen.
Generations
but what did
of
you
love.
Use to spray it on?
A spray gun.
A spray gun.
A spray gun. So there you go. There's the tie-in. Okay, let's get off of that and let's. Okay, well, you know what?
Hey, we got stories.
We got, Gunslingers auctions. We did the Costa Mesa show, which is finally back. We did it Friday and Saturday. It didn't bother to go out today, kind of a few reasons. Anybody, in fact, this is a live show and it is a call-in show.
It
anybody
sure
out there that went to the show, call in and tell us your opinion of it at
866-870-5752. One more time, it's going to be 866-870-5752.
Yeah, give us a call, tell us what you think.
Do you have to pass a test or anything to get on the air?
Nope. You just call in and say and talk to RJ on the phone in the booth there.
Or put it up on one of our live streams going on right now. Facebook Live, got everyone joining on right there. And on YouTube, so far, Rumble should be coming up any moment. But, yeah, I got Hendo on there, said he got some primers and powder at the show.
Mm-hmm. There was lots of ammo guys there. I'm going to give you my honest... I can't say unbiased because it's quite biased. But my honest opinion of the show was, if you've ever heard the phrase ring rust, it was suffering. Yeah. It was suffering from ring. You know, we haven't had a show there in a few years, and I literally got through the entire thing in less than half an hour. And this is four buildings. You know, the building we were in, then directly across the courtyard, there were two buildings and the in-between.
Oh, yeah.
And then back, the building that was to our south. And because when you and I got separated, we went to go watch Rick give his speech.
Yeah.
And somehow you and I got separated. And I just said, well, he's a big boy. He'll find it.
Yeah. And there was two buildings on either side of that.
Mm-hmm. And I walked through that whole thing. And then you texted me, you found Rick.
Yep.
And I got back and I wasn't gone a half an hour.
Not even.
Unfortunately, gun shows in Southern California, it's really like a swap meet with some guns. Yeah.
Well, there are a couple of other parts to this story. For example, the new legislation that requires filming of every transaction.
Yeah, I'll get to that because we're going to cover the show throughout the – because, you know, we got a couple of phone calls already. Oh. Thank you kindly.
Wonderful.
And we're going to have Rick from the CRPA who, again, was there yesterday.
Yeah.
And we talked to him for a while and we stayed through his speech.
It was great.
And, you know, it was disappointing that there weren't more people paying attention to him.
Absolutely. I think there would have been a lot more questions and answers from him if more people would have showed up.
Yeah.
Because a lot of those people needed to hear what he had to say.
And you know what else he needs? A PA system.
Yeah.
Didn't he? Seriously, the guy's like yelling over the hubbub?
Yeah.
Yelling over the own PA system that they had going, talking about get your stamps washed off in the rain
What Rick had to say, honestly, should have been piped throughout the entire show.
I truly
believe that was just wrong that he had to yell that out to just a few people. And it was cold and it was raining and da 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 and $25 to get in and $20 to park.
$25. Oof, that's a kind of a big day.
Yeah.
Listen, but here we go. If we want the show to continue, we want the show to survive.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, you have to support that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
You do.
Vote with your feet, man.
And maybe if we could, you know, get more people. Because to be honest, yesterday I was expecting. It was always great when it rained during gun show because you can't do honeydews.
Nope.
You can't go out. You can't mow the lawn. You can't, you know, do this, that, and the other thing because it's raining outside. So what else do you do? Well, you sit around the house all day or, hey, you know what? Let's go to the gun show.
So I
always loved it when it was bad weather during gun show times. I still like during our auction. It's great when it's raining during an auction because there's nothing else to do. Screw it. Let's go to the gun.
Let's take up a seat at the auction.
Yeah. So, you know, there's all of that. But yesterday was a little bleak people-wise. Friday apparently was great. You know, according to Jason, they gave out a couple hundred flyers on Friday. I was there yesterday from
You got there probably a little
10:30, 11.
Yeah, and the morning was fairly busy before you got there, but it started dwindling quickly.
And in the time I was there, and I stayed till 2:30. In that time I was there, I think we handed out three flyers.
Cool.
And you'll love this, guys. Somebody came up to me and. We had guns on display only. We weren't selling anything. It was just for display for the February auction. So We had a Krieghoff drilling. Now, for those of you that don't know, Krieghoff is a very, very expensive firearm. It's a very
prestige European maker.
Yeah. I mean, their guns start at about $10,000. That's their beginner series.
Right there.
And go way up into the six figures. Way. And a drilling is a side-by-side shotgun with a third barrel underneath in a rifle caliber. So this is a very expensive, fully engraved, absolutely
fully
gorgeous
engraved,
gun.
No less.
Yeah. And a guy walked up and offered me $350 for it. So that's kind of the crowd that we had there yesterday.
It was, yeah, and it was sparse throughout. It wasn't just that people weren't walking by our table or our booth. There was
and we
room
were
was there
walk.
Any advertising for the show? Did it was on the like
I don't know.
And stuff?
Did they advertise? Yeah, they advertised on this station. They should have advertised on this show.
On this show.
Yes.
This is yours. You got a built-in audience. What's
well,
wrong with that?
We were doing a little advertising for them just talking with Rick. So.
You know what? We're running late. Well, let's get to Richard. We already got a whole pile of phone calls.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for that.
Richard, we got to make it quick. I ran a little long. What can we do for you? Richard.
Spectacular ricocheting gunslinger.
Woo-hoo! Thank you kindly. What can we do for you tonight?
I want to know about a four-barrel Derringer. When you fire it, how long does it take to fire off all four barrels?
Well, what it is, that's the old Sharps gun, and they made it in a couple of calibers. The most popular is probably the little 22 short.
22s and 32s.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
pretty anemic.
Yeah, the 32 is a rim fire and impossible to get. The 22, obviously, you can still get. But what it is every time you cock it, because it's single action, meaning you have to cock it manually every time you want to pull the trigger on it. So every time you cock that, the firing pin rotates. So as fast as you can cock that and pull the trigger is how fast it'll shoot.
Okay.
There was a pistol, the COP. Remember that?
We sold one in the last auction. Yeah. Richard, we only got a minute left. Get to your joke.
Okay. What do you call an army made up of one-year-olds?
The infantry.
Infantry. There you go.
You guys, you're on the mark.
Thank you kindly.
We're getting there.
Richard, we'll talk to you next week. Take care. Okay, you're listening to the Gunslingers right here on... Oh, by the way, the number one show of its kind in the United States. Thank you very much,
Bing,
Leon.
Bang, boom.
Yeah, Leon told me to start saying that, and I think he's right. We got Mason, Mark, and Eric on hold. Guys, don't hang up. I will get to you. We got Rick from the CRPA right after this, and I got Carl Lewis Kung Fu fighting in the
Woo-hoo!
Background. All right, you're listening to the Gunslingers right here on K.
RLA. Yes, we will.
Good song, isn't it? Did you know that's Dwayne Allman, by the way? Playing that, Rick?
No, I did not.
That's not him. But
no,
anyway, welcome back, everybody, to Gunslingers right here on K.
RLA.
And as promised, again, folks, call in at...
That's 866-870-5752. One more time, nice and slow for you. 866-870-5752. 5752.
We got 2 hours, so we will get to you. Just be patient with us. We got Mark, Mason, and Eric. We will get to you. A couple of guys want to talk about the gun show. Can't wait to hear it.
Hold tight.
Let's get to Rick at the CRPA, who is also at the gun show. Rick, how are you?
Wonderful. It's so great to see you guys on Saturday.
It was great to see you, too.
So, how are you guys doing?
We didn't go back today. Did you go in today?
No.
All right. Sold.
Yeah, well, good on you. Good on you. What did you think?
You know, I wish there were more people there. I thought there was some interesting stuff, but people seemed to, both some of the sellers and some of the people visiting, seemed kind of apathetic. Mm-hmm. And that was very disappointing to me.
Yeah. I talked to my old buddy Jay over at Trigger Happy, who has been doing that show since before I even had an FFL, which goes back 26 plus years. And
I thought that was the Jurassic period.
I resemble that remark, you know.
He said, now I talked to him yesterday about 1:30, so he had gone through all of Friday and over half of yesterday, and it only sold one gun, and it was to another dealer.
Yeah, I also was looking at accessories, you know, popular, you know, things like trying to find grips for a 45, and it was there was like one lady that had a very limited table,
mm-hmm.
and I'm used to going to gun shows, and, you know, there's like 8 or 9 tables, and you're going back and forth trying to decide what you want.
Yeah.
There was none of that.
Well, you know, I'm just curious.
But lots of candles.
And sandals.
Yeah.
Candles. I need a hand-woven macrame mandala. Can I get one of those?
Oh, they had 3 booths of those, yeah. The Jerky Hut wasn't there, which is the best jerky on the face of the earth, and I was bummed to not see them. There was a jerky guy.
But, there was a jerky.
Yeah, but it was...
They got to get their vendors back. They got to get their bread and butter back.
Yeah, and this is what I mean by ring rust.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully, if they can keep going,
yeah.
it will get better with time.
Well, hopefully when we're getting more of them back in all, and we get these all set up, people start rolling back into it. And so.
But you got to admit that $350 offer for that $15,000 gun was pretty cool.
Oh, that
anyway, Rick, what's going on with CRPA?
So up in the Capitol, we had 3 new bills introduced. One of them, it was from Waldron. She's a Republican down in San Diego. She's terming out, but she introduced one that will help with you know, wildlife issues, and it will be that people can, on their personal income taxes, donate to try to save wildlife. So, I mean, that's not, you know, bad
yeah.
at all.
Okay.
But then we have a new tactic that's starting to happen, and this is why I tell people all the time, you know, we've got to be able to fight things at the local level. And the problem is, you know, there's a thing called the Ralph M. Brown Act, which in theory should make it so that the city or the county has to post in a very obvious place when they're going to do something that is going to change your way of life. But they have now found with their attorneys that they can be snakes and put that in utility bills, like water bills, trash bills, things like that. And being honest, the average person opens up those bills, and even though they may be from a civic group, they go to look and say, well, how much do I owe?
Scratches
what do I
the
pay?
Check.
And they
sure.
pay it. And that's
yep.
it. And so they don't see it. And so... once in a while, we get really fortunate. Someone calls us up. That's what happened in Hawthorne, which is a city where your station's heard. And in Hawthorne, we were able to block this concept of going out and the city saying, oh, well, we can't advertise anything dealing with tobacco, adult entertainment, or firearms. Mm-hmm. So we got lobbed
wow.
into that. But that's a violation of free speech. And the court, including the Supreme Court, has said you can't do that. So what did they do? Well, they just made it into a bill. So now McKinnor is running this as Assembly Bill 1869, specific to a city. And folks, this is now what they're going to start doing. They're going to start saying, oh, my local government can't do this. So now I'm going to kick it up to the Assembly where there's a majority, and they don't care because there's no, you know, you have one person that's being represented by the people, and everybody else is from outside. And this is dangerous on 2 levels, obviously, because it goes after your free speech, but also it's dangerous because if they can get away with it on this, they can get away with it on anything. And you just go kick it up to the state, and then you legislate the city from above with no representation.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're that's a new front, so we're opening everything up on that. We're continuing to fight and try to find ways to keep all the people going together. We've had a couple of sheriffs, like in San Diego, that was like, hey, I'm not going to listen right now. I'm going to just keep making sure my people are plodding along towards goals, but they're going to keep training people and doing things. And so there's a lot of pushback from a lot of sheriffs up and down the state. So that's good news. And then we had a shout out to Chris Chang, who I know you've had on the show before, but he finally, after I think 18, 19 months, got his CCW. And he posted it online for everybody to say, see, I did it in San Francisco. And
wow.
Now it's like all of a sudden San Francisco is kind of embarrassed because he's this like national shooting icon and part of the LGBT community. And so now they're like, oh, yeah, we can get it done a lot faster than that. So they're picking up the pace and starting to issue some more CCW. So that's a positive.
Yeah, mm-hmm. definitely.
Yeah, so yeah, we got some positive things going on. We've got a lot of classes. A lot of education has really picked up. And we were also, besides being at the gun show in significant numbers, we were also at the International Sportsman's Expo in Sacramento for the past 4 days. And then we have people that will be at the Bart Hall show this week. I'll be down there on Thursday and Saturday myself. And so, yeah, we just have a – this is a busy time of the year between legislation and litigation and all the trade shows. We're trying to be wherever we can be to help people out.
Yeah. Well, you know, the CRPA needs to buy you a PA system.
Yeah, we were just speaking about that.
Yeah,
so much good kit out there.
Well, think about it, Rick, because, you know, you had to yell and people could barely hear you. And then when, of course, the house PA went up, you had to stop. You know, in that room, there were several hundred people. And if they could have heard you, I bet you they would have come over.
Absolutely.
You know, it's almost worth rain went out, so I could bet you that it made me make $50 off of you because I doubt they would.
Wow. You know what? Because I think so many people needed to hear what you were saying, and so many people, I guarantee, didn't know half of the things that are actually going on in the state right now, and they really needed to be updated because people were just in people standing in line for ammo should have just been at least listening to what you had to say.
There were at the back of the line because there was an ammo guy right there. And at the back of the line, those people were turned and were listening to you. But even if they didn't come over, at least they could have heard it.
Yeah.
You know, just
what was funny was afterwards, you know, I said goodbye to you guys and I walked right past, and the lady that was up at the cash register ammo. A guy was griping about the taxes, and she goes, "Well, do you ever listen?" And she points right at me to that guy, and he goes, "Why would I?" And she goes, "Well, this is what he does." And she was, you know, pretty accurate with it. And he goes, "Ah, that's just a waste of time."
And
that was his attitude. And I was like, "Yeah." And there goes why we
have some of the
issues we have.
Yeah. Apathy is the true killer of nations, and nobody gives a damn.
He's willing to complain about it, but not to take any steps forward to ending it. So.
Complaining is easy. Getting off your couch and putting your beer down is difficult.
So one of the things that we are still pushing is, you know, we're going to be looking at elections coming up here in less than 2 weeks, where people are going to be able to start voting. So we do encourage people to go to our website, crpa.org, programs, and you can go to campaigns, elections, and you can get the voter's guide. You can access it. You can also see where our political action committee has endorsed people. One of the questions I've been asked, and I'll put out there, is people say, hey, in some areas you've endorsed more than one candidate. Yeah, if both candidates have great backgrounds, great voting records, great stances on the Second Amendment, we're not going to pick one over the other in the primary. We're going to tell you, you know, go ahead, vote for either one of them.
Yeah.
After the primary, then we'll change and look at where things are at. But right now, in the primary, we're just telling you who the candidates are on the issue of Second Amendment alone. So do go out there, do check that out, and start sharing with your friends because people start voting in 2 weeks, folks.
Yeah,
if you vote with a clean conscience, if they're both good, right?
Yeah, if anyone out there gets the firing line,
that's the magazine, the magazine,
the CRPA magazine. There's a whole section about who you can vote for and at every level of it. Please check it out. Use these resources, guys.
Yeah, and then you know I gotta hand it to you guys. Just keep getting the word out, and you know I'm going to be promoting your show when I do my radio show on the Inland Empire, and we just got to keep pushing and getting us information out there on these bills.
Yeah, and well, like I said, Rick, if you ever need somebody to fill in, I'm sure these two guys will go with me.
Oh yeah, I live right down the street. Come on,
yeah,
we'll make it happen, man. We're on the same team.
When we first started, we were a pre-recorded show. They wouldn't let us go live because they didn't trust me.
Wonder why?
I resemble that remark, but anyway. So
they were right, by the way.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Rick.
Well, real quick, Rick, go ahead and give a shout for your show and time and the station.
It's out there on. KTIE is in the Inland Empire, and we air at 1 o'clock on Saturdays.
What's the number?
590, I believe.
Yeah, 590. We're going to be there. So, yeah, there it is right there, 590. This is the sister station to KRLA here.
I like it.
And in a couple of weeks when we syndicate, we'll be there, San Diego, and Phoenix. So,
listen, this is pushback. We're starting to push back. We're starting to have multiple stations.
It. Okay, Rick, we're kind of on a hard break. So anybody wants to get a hold of you, donate their time, money, or efforts, how do they get a hold of you?
Contact at crpa.org, and that's how they can get a hold of us. And then they can donate or join at crpa.org.
All right. Very good.
Do Rick, it, folks.
All right. Take care, buddy.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Rick.
Okay,
bye. Okay. You're listening to David Bowie, A Little Heroes. I love this song. You're listening to Gunslingers right here on
KRLA.
All right. We'll be right back.
I'd like to know when you got the notion. Said I'd like to know when you got the notion. Don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat. Don't tip the boat over. Rock the boat. Don't rock the boat, baby.
Don't want to run over time.
Huh?
Don't enjoy that music too long.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we only got 20 seconds. Welcome back to Gunslingers, everybody, right here on
KRLA.
And the phone number here, if you want to call in and have questions about the gun show or comments about the gun show or comments about anything else, give us a call at
866-870-5752. One more time, 866-870-5752. That's KRLA.
There you go. Let's get to Mason in Upland. Sorry for the delay. What can we do for you?
Hey, it's Nathan. They confused my name again.
Oh, Nate.
You know, it's that damn accent.
So, yeah, obviously I was at the gun show Friday, as you know. It was super busy Friday, which was awesome. I mean, obviously a lot of interest, especially in the 8-ball hole in the Holland that was in the box with all the accoutrements.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of interest in that. Man. But I found an awesome place called M1K9, and they do awesome dog collars for, like, big dogs.
Oh,
I got a couple of those.
I wish I'd have seen that. Yeah. I got a big
one. I got a couple of them.
Yeah, and I grabbed only $20 a pop, and I thought a tank when I was thinking about it. I was like, oh, I've got to tell you, and then I forgot to call you yesterday. But yeah, I mean, I put those on my bullies at home, and they loved them.
Oh, man.
Oh, awesome. Send some pictures.
Did you get a card?
I may have the card. If not, I can just give it to you on Tuesday, the info.
Okay, do that.
But honestly, that Driller was the most unusual, shotgun I've ever seen.
Which one?
The drilling?
Like with the Driller with the...
The drilling, yeah.
I've never seen one like that, especially with the different sleeves in there. I was like, there was a lot of interest in that.
Mm-hmm.
The SVT, obviously, everyone wanted that. And there was an interest in the other hole in the home that was out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
There was a guy that came up and he's like, you know what? I think I'm going to come to the auction bid on this. And he's like, how much? And I told him the price. He's like, oh, yeah, we'll drop money on that. Not a problem. And I was like, really? That's awesome.
Yeah. No, very good.
There was a lot of interest. And
Friday sounded like it was a lot better day than Saturday. Saturday was pretty... Oh, yeah. Pretty rough.
I heard. Saturdays are rough, especially with the way the rain was. But
mm-hmm. And apparently the sports.
Saturday, but Friday it was packed, and I'm hoping that we can keep more and more interest in the gun show, so we can keep that going and get more and more vendors in.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, that's the idea. We got to beef it back up, but hopefully they're listening and
do some advertising,
pay attention, and do better. All right, Nathan, I'll see you on Tuesday.
See you Tuesday.
Okay, bye.
All right, if everyone's watching on Facebook or on YouTube or Rumble right now, got some pictures and some video up there, so you can check out how it was firsthand a bit. Some fun stuff going on.
Yeah, I forgot to mention, we had a ton of people come up and they saw the banner and they mentioned, oh, you guys are the radio guys. One guy, you ready for this?
Here it goes.
Let's do it.
One of our friends who I'd never met in person before came up and gave me a Corsair.
A model of the F4U, the airplane that Jeff loves.
For those of you who don't know, I've been ever since probably 1974 when the Pappy Bowie
thing
show, Black Sheep Squadron came out. I've always wanted, that airplane with the gull wings would be so cool. And so a guy came up and gave it to me, and a bunch of people came up and introduced themselves. Oh, I've been listening to you guys for years. And it's like, it was really great to get that kind of feedback.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, lots of people thanked us for what we do, and it's like, we're just guys on the radio.
Hey, you know what? We're just fighting for that right still.
Well,
right?
Somebody's got to, because, too many people still sitting on a couch and watching it instead of helping out.
We love you, America.
All right, let's get to Mark in San Gabriel. Mark, what can we do for you?
Well, I'm the kind of guy that goes around to all the different gun shops. I like to buy the consignments, mostly off-roster stuff.
Hey. Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that.
Really tough.
Like every other January in California, we all know the state has all kinds of special surprises for us.
Oh, yeah.
I was curious if it would be possible for me to buy a consignment in one store and still buy one or maybe two pistols at your auction.
Yes. Consignment is still exempt. That's the only thing that's exempt now. Yeah. For a while it was you could only get one handgun every 30 days except for consignment guns. And now they said, no, it's all handguns and all semi-auto anythings, one every 30 days except for consignments. And now it's everything one every 30 days except for consignments.
Except for consignments.
And that's going to change. I don't know if it's July or the first of next year.
I thought we were speaking of the first of next year, but yeah, you never know how it
changes. Yeah, because, you know...
We'll check that.
Yeah, because denying you your right to purchase a firearm is highly important to them for some reason. You know, they don't care about the guys that are selling them out of their trunks in MacArthur Park.
The concern is the crime being committed by guys with $10,000 Krieghoff drillings.
Yeah, yeah, because those are evil and ugly and just can't have that. But it's okay.
Yeah,
but again, folks. They don't care about criminals because they know eventually they'll round them up. What they're afraid of is us because there's never been a band of criminals that got together and took over a nation. Yep. But civilians, just regular people, there has. That's how we got started as a country. People got tired of it over, you ready? What did he say yesterday? A 3% tax. What are we in the 30-somethings now?
Yep.
Yeah, and 3%, we said, that's enough.
Yep, and anything over that, we should be on the move, right?
Yeah. Like Rick said yesterday, if George Washington came back today, he would be flabbergasted. And I did what on Christmas Day for what
right.
now?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So,
we
anyway.
We all receive a big slap in the face.
But to answer your question, Mark, yes, you can buy... Now, some of the guns we could not get private party transfer stuff for. We did try to mark them as such, but for the most part, especially handguns, they are pretty much all private party transfers.
Yep.
Okay?
Beautiful. Thanks, Jeff.
Okay. Take care now.
That's why you listen to our show.
Yeah. And that opens up a line at
866-870-5752. One more time, nice and slow. 866-870-5752.
Thank you, Barry White.
Oh, yeah. A shout out to another person that stopped at the booth to say that he enjoys the show and all that. Kevin Banford, if you're listening right now, thanks so much. Mm-hmm. It was really nice having you on. And I'm going to follow up with the stuff we talked about and hopefully get it on air.
Very good. And speaking of which, Gunslingers in Orange is still looking for some folks. Mm-hmm. How do you say this without, because I got accused of being sexist. I don't like having guys do paperwork.
Nope.
And here's why. Women just do it better.
Hey.
And you know what else? Women just have better handwriting.
Things have to be legible and able to pretty much, if something does happen, someone has to come in and double check their work.
Go back and decipher.
Yeah. We want to make sure that everyone knows on the same page.
So Gunslinger Auctions down in Orange, we're looking for a paperwork lady. You don't have to have experience, but you do have to have some patience. Doing paperwork in a gun shop is a really unusual situation because it's like taking a test every time that you have to get 100% on.
Yep.
And it's very daunting in the very beginning because it's like, oh my God, there's so much stuff. After 2 days, it's like, oh, this is so boring. I can't do it. If I do three, I'm like 400 miles away thinking about, okay, my 65 Malibu, I got to get the tips.
But that is your legendary patience, Jeff.
Yeah, of which I have none.
That's why it's legendary.
But to try and get somebody to get, we're looking for paperwork, folks. Ladies to come in and do some paperwork. So if you have any experience with a 4473 or you want to learn, come on down. We're at 1740 West La Vida. We're there Tuesday through Saturday. Although I won't be there this week from Thursday through Saturday because we're going to the Vegas Antique Show. So Jimmy's going to go there with me.
Oh, yeah.
Mark's going to be at the SHOT Show.
So you'll see us all in Vegas the one way or another.
One way or the other.
If you're looking for us.
And if you do, say hi.
Please.
Yeah. We're hoping Mark can find us some good guests.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so we'll see how that works out. And then we'll be at the I'm going to try and get Val from Navy Arms to come on.
He'll do it.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Val Forget Jr., for those of you that don't know, his father started Navy Arms back east. Holy cow, 10,000 years ago.
They imported all kinds of firearms.
And still do.
Yep.
And I was talking to him on Facebook earlier today, so we'll try and get him to come on. We have a lot of friends in common. He's a good guy. And so we should have that.
All right. I got a favorite story about him, which I'll tell when he's on the air.
Okay, very good. Nice. Let's get to Eric in Santa Ana. Eric, you got questions about the gun show or comments?
Well, comments and a bunch of things. I went today, and sorry I missed you guys. I was sick all week, and the fever broke Friday. And I went today, and it's good to see the gun show back.
Agreed.
I talked to the Crossroads of the West people, and they told me a few things. I also talked to the security guard guy in the yellow jacket walking around and asked him if he was glad to see us back. He says, I am, but the state of California is not.
No, that's so very true.
I talked to him a little bit, and people out there need to repopulate the gun shows and get us back to full strength in California.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Pomona Gun Show will ever make it back because Los Angeles is a piece of crap.
Mm.
But, you know, as far as I talked to Jay Ross, Trigger Happy.
Oh, yeah,
long
Jay.
Time, you know, and he made it out because he was sick all week, too. And he came back out from last weekend being at the Wanamaker show in Oklahoma. And unfortunately he's not going to make the March show because he's going back to the Wanamaker show back there. But I spent a long time talking with him and whatnot. Tried to buy magazines for my P365 and they're all sold out. Every single magazine vendor there is like, it's the hot item.
Oh, very.
Out there. And I signed up for the United Defense Tactical, which is in Costa Mesa, and they do the Navy SEAL training for CW carriers out there.
Right.
We're big fans of training.
I can't, you can never get enough training.
Yeah, absolutely.
And sorry I missed you guys. You keep up the good work. I donated $20 to the CRPA again.
Good on
Thank you.
Every bit helps.
But, you know, people sign up for the CRPA. They're a great organization. You know, despite all the politics that's out there, we are moving ahead and we are winning.
Yeah, agreed. I couldn't agree more. And absolutely, you know, I'm a life member of the CRPA, and I donate money every year. I always give them at least $1,000. Highly recommend. You don't have to give them a grand, but always.
Enough $20 is, and they keep fighting for us.
You bet.
Every little bit helps, guys.
Anyway, Eric, we're coming up on a break, so thanks for the call, and maybe we'll see you back out there.
Yeah, next time.
Yeah, next time.
All righty.
Take care now.
Take care.
Real fast, everyone that's been watching the feed, sorry about the audio on some of it. The video that was playing was kind of overtaken. It was background noise. So we got that corrected. So thank you very much for being so patient.
I love this song.
Oh. Just in time for the music.
This got picked by, I think, Rolling Stone as the worst song of the 70s.
Terrible.
I love this song.
I love it.
The vocal is unbelievable. Anyway, you're listening to Gunslingers right here on
KRLA.
Oh, real quick. Don't hang up on us. We have all lines open at
866-870-5752. One more time, 866-870-5752.
I just wanted to hear the song a little more.
All right. Call in, because we're just getting started here.
You bet. Oh, we'll be right back right after this.
Yes, we will.
Blue jean, baby. L.A. lady, seamstress for the band.
I didn't want to.
You know what? Have you seen the movie Almost Famous?
About 10,000 times.
Where the guys are at each other's throats,
yeah.
And this song comes on.
Yeah.
And pretty soon they're all just grooving to it together. Music can do that.
Well, and let me tell you, that movie, dead nuts right on.
They got so much right.
Yeah.
So much.
Absolutely. Great movie. The airplane ride. Is
all the confessions. Oh, God. Yeah.
I hit a hit and run, blah, blah, blah. That was a great movie. Anyway, okay. We have lines open. What the heck?
Yeah, come on, guys. Anyone that was at the show, give us a call. 866-870-5752.
So, more stuff about the show. So, mm-hmm. Like I said, I did walk around. I sent little Fredo out because I told him there's very few guns that interest me these days. I've never really been an antique gun collector. I do have a few, but it never really blew my skirt up.
Luger and 45 ACP. Would you buy that?
No, because I couldn't afford it. What is there? One, I think?
There's two, yeah. I think.
Yeah, because one got ruined. Yeah. So there's one or two of those only left
around. I've just thrown it out there. Go on.
They're a million-dollar gun. But I do like World War II stuff, and I really only kind of center it around U.S. and German. The Japanese stuff is so rough.
Pretty unremarkable anyway.
Yeah. And
they did good work with it. But
well, they did work with it, but that's because they didn't have anything else.
Yep.
But there was one Walther G41.
Now explain what that is.
Yeah. Now, a G41 was called the gun hidden from Hitler or something like that. Hitler did not want the Germans to shoot semi-autos. He felt it was a waste of ammo.
Of resources.
Yeah. Yep. So he wanted bolt actions only. That's why most Germans carried the K-98.
By the way, this is why the U.S. military during the Civil War, it was that same hidebound idea. Yeah. We didn't want to issue lever-action rifles, which were ground-breaking back then, because the soldiers would simply waste the shots.
How dare they?
And you know how you win battles? Lead. It's called fire superiority.
Yeah,
but that's what you do in a war when things are scarce. You want to waste them anyway.
Slow them down. No, slow those boys down.
Yeah, so the Germans, behind his back, built the G41, which was the first, if I recall, the first semi-automatic battle rifle for infantry. And the 41 didn't really take off, but then they modified it and made it the G43, which was very popular, and it is a fantastic gun. I own a couple of those, yeah. In today's world, they have a bit of an issue with brittle firing pens, so you got to be careful what ammo you shoot in them. But if you can find a firing pen, who cares? I actually had one of mine broke the firing pen shooting, you know, off
so it's
the
not
shelf.
Just talk.
No, yeah.
So you just get it remanufactured because
I had to have one. Yeah,
OEM is not going to happen.
No, you don't just find these laying around in buckets. So
I
had to have one made, and so it works again. But a
G41 cool rifle though, and absolute history,
and you know, a good solid G43 at my auction, and I'm talking like all numbers matching, which the Germans were very meticulous about. They numbered everything and Waffen stamped everything. So to get a good G43, you're $3,500, maybe $4,000. A G41, they're more rare. So, you know, a really good one, $4,500. Being a dealer, I cannot and will not spend that kind of money because I'm a dealer and you just don't. It's just part of the dealer code. So, you know, we found one. I went over, and the guy wanted $7,500 for it, and it was a parts gun. So I just said, you know,
admire your optimism, sir.
Yeah, good luck to you. I also saw one Colt Series 70 1911 or government model, whatever you want to call
it. What are those going for?
Guy was asking $8,000 for it.
$8,000.
$8,000.
So this was Charles Lindbergh's personal.
One of one apparently. And,
wow.
And, yeah.
Again, gotta admire the optimism. Welcome back, Gun Shows.
Yeah. So, the best part, especially as a dealer, of being at the gun show is the guys walking around with the stuff for sale.
Oh, and their little cardboard tags on them.
Yeah, they've got the gun slung over their back, and they've got a little flag sticking out for sale, and they always want 10 times more than the guys at the table. And it's like, dude, really? It didn't used to be that way.
No.
I used to buy when Pomona was in full force, and keep in mind, there were four buildings yesterday. They were, you know, they're adequate sized because, you know, we don't get a lot of gun dealers. But the old Pomona show, it was a 3 or 4 day show, and that wasn't enough time to see all of the stuff.
It was a multi-day event. It was like going to the Smithsonian.
Guys came from all over the country, mm-hmm. and sometimes world, to be at that show. And building number four was bigger than all four of the Costa Mesa.
Oh, it's a huge hangar.
Yeah, and that was my building. That's where I was always at. And, man, thank you, Zev Yaroslavsky. Yeah, he's the one that personally killed that. He went behind scenes, and he offered the Pomona Fairgrounds company something like $7.5 million tax dollars a year to not have the show.
To negate the income, the honest income that was not sucked away from taxpayers, the honest income it was generating.
And then he had the gall to go on the local news and say, now L.A. is safe.
Oh, my gosh. And I wonder where all that money went, because Pomona and the area around there doesn't look like it's received much of it in the last few years.
No.
That's
so
safe. Safe observation.
I mean, all the donut shops around the area, all the gas stations around the area, so many people benefited from that show because it was so big. Seven buildings. And like I said, folks, if you'd walk through there and if you saw something, there was a rule. You better buy it right then and there, because you'll never find it again.
Uh-uh. Absolutely. You won't turn your back and it's gone.
You won't not only not find that particular piece, you won't even find that vendor, because you won't remember. There's so much stuff.
I had it happen to me, man.
I can't tell you the celebrities that we used to run into. I won't mention names because some, you know, people don't want, but
affiliations,
you know, I couldn't count on both hands the amount of celebrities that used to visit my table. And I used to be next to the Winchester guys, the Perkles, and Art and Jim, great guys, both from Georgia. And the guys that used to come over to their table, it was like a who's who of conservative Hollywood. It was really cool to always see these guys. So
Kirk Shenowark says, I remember this, 5 miles of tables.
Yeah.
Easily. Oh, my feet would be just on fire. I already got that stupid plantar fasciitis anyway, but I'd come home from there just almost in tears, and I'd be back the next day.
Oh, you'd have to.
Yeah. And this is not even as a vendor. I would be there, you know, as a goer too.
Just hitting the grounds.
Yeah. That's even how I got my shop, my original very first shop in 1998. We opened June 1st, 98, and there was the May show, which was the big Crossroads of the West, I think, or was it? I can't remember now. I think Crossroads is who does Pomona.
Yeah.
Does Costa Mesa. Costa Mesa.
Yeah.
I can't think of the name of the company now, but they're gone. But
handing out flyers in the parking lot.
Yeah. What I did is you always parked on the other side of White, and you would go under in the tunnel that would take you underneath the street, and then you'd come out, and you'd be in the fairgrounds, and me and my son Jimmy, and were you one of the—
No, but I remember
all the
trailer.
What we would do is we stood there, and I had 10,000 flyers made. New gun shop coming to whatever the hell, 747 East Arrow Highway, I think.
Look at you, like a steel trap.
Number K, yeah. That was us. And I had the flyers all made up. And what I do is every hour, because, you know, people, they look at the flyer and they just throw it on the ground. Mm-hmm. I'd have the boys go scoop up all the ones that
Recycling,
were on the ground.
Baby.
And we'd hand it back out again. And we did that for 3 days. And we never ran out of flyers because I'd keep getting them. Yeah, we'd keep scooping them up.
But you know what? That's the target audience that you want. You can't buy that kind of advertising.
That's absolutely true. And we had people our very first day, and we sold a gun the very first day. Unfortunately, the guy got denied.
Well, that's got to be some of good luck in a gun shop or something.
It
like
is
that,
because
right?
when we moved
Raining on your wedding day.
When we moved to the Grand Store, it happened again. We sold a gun the very first day, and the guy
kidding.
Got denied. Yeah,
Whoa.
Go figure. Didn't happen when we moved to Azusa, so I'm a little nervous.
Uh-oh.
Okay, all phone lines are open. Oh, for the second power packed hour, this is what we're going to do. Ladies, want a gun? Afraid to go into a gun shop? Most are. Give us a call.
That's at 866-870-5752.
And we'll see if we can't figure out a way to help you.
Talk through it.
All right.
Real quick, I just wanted to say that on our YouTube Live, Fred says, you know, he went to the gun show, and you know what he's hoping to find? A baseball hat.
Oh, this says Gunslinger?
There you go.
Okay, at the auction, we're going to have T-shirts, sweatshirts, and hoodies.
Hey.
I'm working on the hats. But we will have all of that stuff.
That's
so
cool. All right. Get you some gear.
You're listening to Gunslingers right here on
KRLA.
I missed the K.
It's okay.
We're listening to Gunslingers right here on KRLA. We'll be right back.
Yeah, we will.
a long intro.
Guess who just got back today? Them Wild Eye boys that have been away. Haven't changed, have much to say. But man, I still think those cats are crazy. Welcome back, everybody, to the Gunslinger Show right here on KALA.
All right. I love that song. It's a great song.
And oh, yeah.
In the E flat tuning. Go figure.
Go figure.
Europeans. Okay. Hey, you know what? We got all kinds of phone calls. Let's jump right into it. Let's get to Antoinette in Sunset Beach. Antoinette, how are you?
Hey, guys. I'm good. I'm still in Nevada in Vegas.
Okay.
I wanted to mention the ATF form, 4473.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be a piece of cake. I can do it.
Okay.
And I also can actually bring in a lot of women to the shop.
Love hearing it.
You can hang on, and I can start March the 5th, because I'm still stuck here, because I promised this job I'm doing for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
I will be excited and love to join you guys. But I am going to come to the Antique Gun Show on Saturday and see you guys.
Okay,
can't
very
wait
good.
To see
we'll,
you.
We'll hold a spot for you. I just, you know, we're getting to the point, Antoinette, where we're so busy there. I mean, literally, we're done. May is full.
May is all full.
Yeah, so,
oh, boy.
So it's just, we have really blown up. I knew this was going to happen when I took over the place. I knew I was going to bring it back to life. I just didn't expect it to happen so quickly.
Right now.
And the only thing that's holding us back from doing even more auctions throughout the year is the fact that I can't get enough employees, because we need guys for shipping. I need guys for labels for shipping. We need guys for packing the shipping. I need guys to run the shipping down to FedEx. I need guys that can run the store. When we get, you know, I go out and pick up a 300-gun collection, now we got to do the CFARS crap, which,
oh, yeah.
You know, every gun that comes in has to be, California has to be notified. You'll love this. We just got a call from a DA in Manhattan Beach this week over a gun we sold a year ago.
Oh, timely.
We took in, we did the CFARS. It sat through the 30-day waiting period. We sold it. It went through the 10-day waiting period, of which the guy didn't pick it up until the 21st day. So that's 51 days California had their fingers on the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows up now as stolen 10 years ago, and California didn't pick it up.
See, California, they're just... I'm sorry. I love my state. I was born and raised. I'm a California girl, Latina, but a California girl first, and an American first.
Yes, ma'am.
But what the hell is wrong with our state? But we're going to fight. We're not going to give up. But definitely March 5th, if you're still able to have me in your store, I'm so willing to come and work for you guys.
All right. We'll see you on March 5th.
I love it. She's already done her homework and stuff. She's already just studying up on it.
I appreciate
Thank
it.
You, Antoinette. You're the best.
Antoinette, we'll see you on March 5th.
Oh, we'll see you at the El Vegas.
I will make sure that I market to other women, and I have no problem with public speaking about the store, okay?
I appreciate it. We'll see you soon. Well, we'll see you this week.
Guys.
Okay,
bye.
See you later.
She is a gift.
Yeah, yeah, I have to agree with you. Great gal. I was going to say something, Nam. What was I just talking about before?
Show, employees, going to be in Vegas.
Yeah, all that stuff. You know, getting old's hell.
Oh, man, I'm planning not to do it.
I had a memory like a steel trap, and now I got a memory like a rusty trap. I don't understand it. You know, I get up and I march into that kitchen because I know I got a... What the hell was I doing again? It's like I get in the kitchen, it's like, oh, I got to pee.
Oh, eggs. Oh, no, I got to go to the bathroom.
Man, oh, man. Anyway, yeah, so that's the kind of stuff that we're up against, folks. The laws here are just completely unbelievable, and this stupid videotaping thing is just – it's what other business would have to tolerate this?
Right.
Well, you know, and especially as large as the firearm industry is, you would think that everybody should be behind us. And everybody should be involved. And by everybody, I don't just mean the people here in California. I mean Smith & Wesson should be behind this. Ruger should be behind this. Winchester. You know, all the big names. All of these people. Because all of this BS starts right here. This is the head of the snake. And
yes,
how do you kill
is.
A snake? You cut off its damn head.
Yeah, and all it's doing is biting our other states right now and sending that venom throughout the whole entire country, folks.
You know, I like Antoinette was saying, I grew up here in California. I went to West Covina High School, class of 78. This was the most wonderful place in the 60s and 70s. Younger people, you are not going to comprehend this whatsoever. We used to have block parties. Do you know what a block party is? That's everybody on your street got together a couple of times during the summer. We used to go to the Rattans. They were the only house on our street that had a swimming pool. The whole street, both sides, all went to their house every summer for the big pool party.
Yeah, we had a cul-de-sac and we just shut down the whole street.
You know, this is what California used to be like. Mm-hmm. You know, we used to have parades. I lived on the corner of Cameron and Dolly, right across the street from Cameron Junior High. It's an elementary now, I think. And we used to have a parade on 4th of July that went down Cameron Avenue, and it was wonderful. And you remember in the Sunday funnies before 4th of July, all the fireworks
in the banner.
Advertisement.
Yeah.
I mean, it was such a big deal. And now 4th of July is just like, whatever.
Yeah, our little housing track would have a whole carnival in the middle of the park, in our central park right there, of just our housing complexes. Yeah.
More people seem to get more involved in Cinco de Mayo these days than July 4th, because you can drink on Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Drinco.
Yeah, exactly. July 4th is what again? I don't know. Some old guys did something.
Some guys did something.
Yeah.
And Chris, you guys, I'm jealous. I grew up in the country. We would go out like in a cornfield and get just crazy.
Running backwards, you guys.
I've told this story 1,000 times, backwards. But the corner of Cameron and Glendora Avenue in West Covina, there's now a DMV there, and it's a huge lot. The guy that owned probably 50 acres square way back, their house was still there. It was empty, and we used to call it the haunted house. Ooh. But it was on a huge empty lot, and we did everything there. From when we were little kids, we used to play army in that, with their plastic guns. Bang, bang, got you. No, you didn't.
Just a little space to grow up.
Everything in. Except for burn it down.
The first thing the first motorcycle I ever got on was my old friend Joe Bosler had a XR75
Oh,
Honda.
God, yes.
I had no idea how to shift gears. And everybody, Jeff, it's your turn. Oh, well, okay. And I got on the thing, and I managed to get it out. Get the clutch out and get it going. And I had no idea how to
what
get into second.
Next?
Yeah, so I came into a turn and I hit the brakes and I did a nice little, Brody into the turn and came around and was like, I meant to do that.
Show off.
Yeah. Y'all got one today, don't you?
Or a couple.
First taste is free, baby.
Yeah, and sure enough, like the time with the firearm, guess who shows up? Just as I'm getting off the motorcycle.
Go.
Officer O'Brien.
I was like, it's something really Irish.
Jeff, what are you doing?
What are you doing there?
And I told him, well, the security guard said we could ride here. And he's like, all right. And he left, and it was no security
guard. The security guard. Non-existent.
No handcuffs, no mace, no beat down.
That's what you did back then. It really wasn't that big a deal. I wasn't hurting anybody, and nobody was being shot at, and, nobody got tied up or kidnapped, All right, let's get to Howard in L.A. Let's see if I can get a different. There we go. Howard, what can we do for you?
Yeah, I was last week you were talking about pistol caliber carbine. I called up Ruger and asked them why they haven't made a carbine in .357. They did it in .44 Magnum in, I guess it was the 70s.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they actually made that in the 2000s, too. Uh-huh. They made two versions. One was box magazine fed, and one was tube magazine fed. That was the earlier one. But go ahead.
Yeah, I just thought that would be great to go with maybe the Security 6 or, give you something that could handle the higher power loads. It probably it wouldn't be sold in California.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Like most things.
I mean, it's just like a 22 on steroids.
Yeah, well,
a lot of them.
The $64,000 question is, what did they give you as an answer?
That was about it.
Articulate bunch there, yeah. The marketing department at Ruger.
You know, if you remember my conversation on that, I asked them why they weren't making it in 45. They make it 9 and 40. Why would you do 40 and not 45? That makes no sense.
A rimmed cartridge is problematic, but 45 ACP, just scale everything up, you know, what, 20%?
The 1022 is a rimmed cartridge.
Yeah.
It would probably work great in a six-shot rotary magazine.
Agreed.
And but, it would be easy to load.
I know. I think it's a home run for both the 357 and the 45. Mm. But for some reason, they're not doing it, and I sure wish they would. I think that would be a fantastic.
That'd be a great defensive carbine. 357 is a great caliber.
Yeah, very, very similar in ballistics to the 30 carbine of World War II.
Much more available.
Yeah, very available.
And you'd have to be able to serve it with a pistol.
There's only one weapon that shoots the 30 carbine.
Well, there's a few, but you know, they are few and far between. Yeah. So.
And the ammunition is more expensive than 30-06.
Pretty close to a buck a round.
I looked at the catalog, yeah. And I was shocked.
Yeah, agreed. Howard, we're coming up on a commercial break. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Take care now.
Thanks for the call. Good to do research on that.
Yeah.
And putting pressure on Ruger, man.
Absolutely.
We know it. And they got to hear it.
When you call Ruger, make sure you tell them about our show.
Oh, yeah. Let them know we're looking for them.
All right. You're listening to Gunslingers right here on
KRLA.
And we're going to be right back.
Multiplying, and I'm losing.
That's too damn high. That Travolta could get up there.
Oh boy, those pants were tight enough, so yeah, he could.
Now you got a point there. Wait, that was. Welcome back, everybody.
How to get him on?
Have you guys figured out what the theme for this for the nice music is?
The theme is probably the movie song soundtrack.
No,
what are we doing?
1970s.
Oh yeah, 70s. Okay.
Okay, Ryan got it.
Oh, right, of course, enough. Ryan gets it.
Okay, so anyway, back to California. You know, this was paradise. And for those of you out there, you know, boohooing us and, oh, give up, screw you.
We remember
milk
that.
And honey, baby.
Yeah, you know how good it was.
Yeah, I remember how great it was. And just because, okay, we've got Democrats now, okay? You know, some people get termites, some people get locusts. We've got Democrats.
Ringworms, Democrats.
Yeah, understand they are far worse than both termites and locusts and far more destructive. But you know what? Anything can be eliminated.
Yep. And there's an exterminator for every pest.
Yes, and who says that we can't turn this back? Yeah. You know, all you naysayers, well, you know what? Again, screw you, because if we don't stop it here, it's going to spread to you.
Yeah.
And then what are you going to do? Okay, oh, well, I'm in Arizona. And well, you're at Blue State now, jerk. Yeah. You know? I'll move to Texas. Well, they're trying to turn Texas blue now.
Yeah.
You know, there ain't no hiding from this. This is a disease. Okay, liberalism is a mental illness, and it spreads. And if you guys don't help us fight it here, it's going to be in your backyard sooner or later.
Rick made a really good analogy and a really good point at the show this weekend, that if everyone looks at the flag, our bear is staring at something. It's staring at something beneath it,
yep.
And it's a star. You know whose star that is? That's the star in Texas, because if we follow them, being a republic as they are, then we should be good. But you know what? We've lost sight. We've literally lost sight.
Yeah, we've gotten lazy and shiftless, and we need
complacent.
to take complacent. We need to get control back, and it is doable.
Yeah.
California is, I'm pretty sure, the biggest market for firearms in the nation. If everybody that bought a firearm to protect themselves because they're afraid went out and voted, there even the cheating that goes on couldn't cover it.
Yep.
You know, there's just you know, when all of a sudden Joe Biden gets 264 million votes.
Wow, you know, president
in American history.
Yeah, you know,
couldn't get eight people in a rally, but
yeah. Well, you know, we all know what's behind this. But if everybody just said, you know what, I've had enough. I'm sick. What's the old saying? I'm not doing this anymore.
I am sick and tired. I'm not going to take it anymore.
That's it, yeah.
And so
Walter Pigeon, I think.
If we're such an anti-gun state and they want to say that we are and label us this, How have we had so many? It's not like six people are buying all the guns in the nation in our state.
No.
No, this is throughout our beautiful, glorious state. And, oh, you show.
Hey,
along,
while we wait for the ladies to call in, what is your favorite new firearm that has snuck onto the new roster?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll go with that. Well, we know what ours is.
I know
is.
What ours is.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's get to, we got a lady on in Whittier, Carla. Hi, Carla, what can we do for you?
Well, I'm kind of bugged by that videotaping in the store.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're being unfairly
singled
out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes, and is there any pushback? Because, A, you could lose business. People don't want to be videotaped.
Right.
Who wants this videotape? It's the government.
Mm-hmm.
It's not you.
All right.
And then what about finding employees? Do they want to be on videotape all day long?
Oh, I know. Yeah. Do we have to get releases from everybody
for
this?
Those are all good points.
Yeah. It's absolutely ludicrous that they're making us do this. And I understand that the judge that gutted SB2 has this
taking a look at it.
Yeah, has this in front of him, and we're hoping he comes out
an injunction against it.
Yes, and kills this quickly because this is such BS.
I disagree because you know the way they put these cameras in all the liquor stores because more people are killed in drunk driving accidents than with firearms, and they put them in all the big fives because more people are killed with bats than with assault rifles.
Well, how about in doctors' offices?
They've absolutely got to do that.
Doctors kill five times more people every year than guns do.
Yep.
So,
but what about pot shops or massage parlors? Is it really the government's business?
Yeah, I mean,
it is not.
We're being ironic.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know.
So
I'm just saying. But
you're right.
About pushback is CRPA or any? You know, are they looking at challenging that?
Oh,
that was the point Jeff was just making.
They already have, and it is in front of that judge, and hopefully he makes a ruling on it in our favor very soon because this is such. I mean, can you imagine? And the whole point of this was to curtail straw sales. Okay, a straw sale, for those of you that don't know, is you go into a gun shop and you purchase a gun, you do all the paperwork, you wait the 10 days, you go back, and then you give it to somebody who can't have a firearm. Okay. This is from the Brady Bunch, the straw sale, and the first person to ever be accused of because she did it was Sarah Brady herself. She actually did a straw sale for her own son. She bought a gun, did paperwork, and waited 10 days or whatever it was where she's at, took it home and gave it to her son for Christmas. That's a straw sale.
That's against the law.
But it is okay because rules for thee.
Yeah.
Not for
me.
Yeah. But yeah, it was already illegal, so.
But it's already illegal.
Yeah. So anyway, it's such BS. And you know, Carla, maybe if people started calling their representatives and saying, I've had enough.
Put pressure on them. Absolutely.
You know,
and
maybe,
never stop. Because these people, you know what these people want? They want to be reelected. And they should fear us.
Yeah.
Not violence or anything, but just we'll throw you out of your job.
Because they need to protect their phony baloney jobs.
Well,
highest paid legislature in the U.S.
Yeah. Go ahead.
If you look at, what is it, Adam Schiff, he's got $30 million, and look at what he's done for us lately.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, he's like the lead.
Front runner for the Senate.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
6-year terms now.
What? And how come? Because he's got our money.
Yeah.
Well, they say name recognition. I mean, but it's not good name recognition.
Type of publicity is good publicity.
And again, I've been saying this for years also. The right needs to get some people together, and it's going to take billionaires. But, you know, Trump could lead a coalition or somebody along his lines to buy Channel 2, Channel 4, Channel 7, NBC, ABC, CBS, and start making a channel that gives you real news instead of the pablum BS phony baloney stuff that we're being fed on these channels. Because most people don't have cable. So what do they watch? Where do they get all their information?
Local
Why
TV.
Are so many people got TDS, you know, Trump derangement syndrome? It's because TV tells them.
Yeah,
and people believe, you know, people are sheep and people believe what the TV tells them.
But you know what? This show is part of the pushback.
Well,
this show is part of the pushback.
And so are our listeners. Thank you, Carla. Thank you for being on top of it.
Anyway, I'll get off my soapbox. Carla, thanks for the call.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Take care now.
Good call, though.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's hard to say with a hole in your mouth.
I know, right?
Carla, thanks for the call.
Yeah, it's going to be I don't know where this delusion of reality has come from, where they can't even go. You go outside, look at your street. What have they done for you? Your street is still in shambles. You have potholes all over the place.
I had to drive to Hollywood the other day. Literally, driving home at 1 o'clock in the morning, the streets are so bad that I was beating myself to death. I was on a motorcycle, and I wish I had brought the dirt bike. I'm not kidding. I was beating myself to death. And homeless, gang activity in the middle. I went through Hollywood, and it was like Blade Runner.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Honest to God, you can't make this up. It was like Escape from New York.
Yeah.
It really was.
It's just absolutely brutal. Let's get to Rick in Carson. Rick, what can we do for you?
Hey, good evening, soon-to-be-syndicated gunslinger dude.
Hey,
that's what
man. Kindly.
Hey, not unlike when the Cowardly Lion asked the Tin Man, how long can you stay fresh in that can? My question for the slingers is, how long can my boxed ammo stay fresh in my safe?
Fine question.
As long as it's in your safe and your safe isn't in the garage, mm-hmm. man, that stuff will last 100 years.
As long as it's out of the weather.
Literally 100 years.
Yeah,
it's out of the weather.
Yep.
It's inside. That's what I wanted to know, so there's no problem.
No.
Just wonder if I should rotate, as I'm using it or something.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with rotating, but... today's primers are excellent. Today's powders don't go bad mm-hmm. like the old days. So you can keep that stuff. Like I said, I shoot stuff from World War I fairly regularly. So, yeah, that ended in 1918. So, today's ammo, as long as it's not kept in the garage where it gets too hot, too
extremes
cold.
Yeah, or moist.
Yeah, then it'll be fine. All right.
Oh, cool. Well, one last quick thing. As I always talk about Stephen Wright, he asks, if I shoot a mime, should I use a silencer?
Maybe so. Yeah, very good. Stephen Wright's one of my favorites.
Right there.
Thanks for the call.
Take care.
Talk to you later. Oy, oy, oy.
Hendo put it up on the YouTube chat. Isn't Mark a SAG member? So does that mean we have to pay you royalties every time you're in the gun shop?
Holy cow.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. Start rolling in.
And that would be a no. At least not in mine.
Amen.
Oh, we got 2 minutes, and then we're going to get – when we get back, I'm going to break Mike Brent in L.A. We'll get to you. He wants to talk about – I'm sorry. Mike in El Segundo, he wants to talk about the gun show, and then Brent in L.A. wants to talk about the Vegas show.
We'll
get to
callers.
You guys. We have a couple lines open.
That's going to be 866-870-5752. One more time. That's 866-870-5752. 5752, that's KRLA.
And we do appreciate you guys calling in because you guys make the show. Okay, and what are we again? We are the number one show of its kind in the United States and probably the world.
We're doing it.
That's it.
We are a network.
And we're just getting started.
You're listening to the Gunslinger Network right here on
KRLA.
We're going to be right back.
Yes, sir.
We want your
damn song, and they don't say anything except the same thing over and over. But it's such a catchy tune. When I'm out walking, it's such a great song to walk to.
Oh, it's got steady rhythm to it. You can mind your steps to it.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Today I did my 5 miles, and I took Tank out. Tank is my 225 pound Saint Bernard.
Big and boy.
Man, let me tell you, the first mile, he was pulling me.
Sled dog.
And then he started getting tired. And then we hit the hill part. I'm dragging him. Normally I do 5 miles. Today I only did about 3.5 because I got tired of dragging
him. If you were carrying a 200-pound dog, you win.
I'd have paid money. Yeah, I'd have paid good money for a red wagon, let me tell you.
Tank's not just a clever name.
Anyway, let's get to our friend Mike in El Segundo. Mike, I don't have a lot of time tonight, so let's get right to it. What can we do for you?
Okay. Hi, gentlemen. Yeah, I want to talk about the Great Western Gun Show at the Los Angeles County Fairgrounds. I actually first went to that show when it was at a previous venue. That was, I think, the Great Western Exhibit Center, I believe.
Yeah, back in L.A.
Probably about 1975 or 76.
Yeah, that was a great show. Go ahead.
Yeah, that show was fantastic. It was owned and operated by Frank Barniak. I think he founded it, I'm not sure. And then ultimately he sold it just before Xavier Slavsky, a Democrat Los Angeles County supervisor, led the effort to ban the gun show.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know why Frank Barniak made that show originally? It was twice a year in May and October. Do you know the reason why?
Mm-mm. No.
He told me the reason why. He said the reason was he wanted to have a gun show before both the primary election and the general election. So that would help Second Amendment activists and conservative activists get literature out, campaign literature. It would help in the elections. And also, we got a lot of petitions signed for conservative ballot measures as well. That's one of the main reasons the Democrats, including Zev Yarosovsky, wanted to shut that and other gun shows down, because gun shows also not only represent Second Amendment rights, they also are a major place that First Amendment rights are exercised to inform people and get information out. And this was especially important before the internet was so widespread and was fully developed like it is.
I agree.
So the Democrats, they're basically Marxists, they're socialists and communists, as you know. They want to abolish all of our rights, including First Amendment free speech rights, mm-hmm. religious rights, etc. Anyway, Xavier Sofsky did some really corrupt and dishonest things to work to get that show banned, and I saw some of those firsthand. I was actually at a Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors meeting where they were having, it was on the agenda to pass an ordinance to ban the gun show. And there was a guy dressed up like he just came out of an operating room in scrubs and everything, but he was not a doctor, he's not a surgeon. It was like wearing a Halloween, you know, costume. Mm-hmm. And I was there in the lobby outside the chambers where he actually called up to Zev Yarosovsky's office, letting them know he was there to testify. And he was pretending to be a surgeon out of an operating room to give some gruesome, you know, testimony about how we need to ban the gun show.
Wow.
In fairness,
and dishonest.
Respect for playing the game that hard. But that's what we're up against.
Yeah.
That's what we're up against.
And that's what the Democrats doing everything. You might call it a red flag operation, whatever you want to call it. Now, another dirty trick they did was, okay, you mentioned on White Avenue and the tunnel that leads under White Avenue from the parking lot to the LA County Fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. Well, there would be tables in that tunnel, and sometimes vendors or other people would put advertising literature there and stuff. Well,
I remember.
In the gun show, before this meeting to ban the gun show, I saw there's huge stacks of freshly minted, freshly printed anti-Semitic literature. I'd never, ever seen that in my life. I've been going for decades to that gun show. I've been going, you know, two times a year. And then when they added the December show, the holiday show, I mm-hmm. would go three times a year. I'd never, ever seen anything like it. I think that came from Zev Yarosovsky's office or a Democrat operative who had that anti-Semitic literature printed up and stacks put there. And then Zev Yarosovsky held up that literature, you know, samples of it, is talking about how the gun show claimed it was anti-Semitic when it was not. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I'm Jewish.
I never ran into it.
No. I remember those flyers, and I remember seeing it on TV.
That's not beyond. Listen, if you'll dress a guy up in a doctor's outfit,
yep.
that's not beyond the pale, right?
No, absolutely. Okay.
So they're totally corrupt, the Democrats. They'll do anything and everything to eliminate the single most important obstacle in their way to having their totalitarian communist dictatorship, and that is a widespread armed populace as America's founders wanted, and as even is discussed in one of the Federalist Papers, that that the standing army cannot be more than, I forget, it's 2% or 3% of the general population, yeah. whereas if you have a militia made up of, you know, basically all able-bodied citizens capable of carrying arms, then there's no way a standing army can impose tyranny on the populace.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, according to Joe Biden, there's no way he can stop an F-16 anyway.
Cause... Yeah. Anyway, Mike, we got to go. Thanks for the call, as always, and we'll
You're
talk
welcome.
To you soon. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye. I tell you, Mike needs his own show.
Man,
he's the only guy I know that can talk more than me without taking a breath.
If Mike and Brent could have a show together, they would run this place.
I tell you what. And speaking of Brent, let's get to Brent in L.A. Brent, how are you?
Viva Las Vegas, artistic, antique, aristocratic gunslinger.
Thank you, Cutting. And that is a mouthful.
Yeah, he has it all.
I tell you. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I love the nostalgia, history, and development, you know, over the centuries of the breathtakingly beautiful, artistic, exquisitely crafted antique guns.
Uh-huh.
And I wish I could join you in Vegas. But after World War II, my dad came back from the South Pacific, from the U.S. Air Corps, and he became a government surplus wholesaler and jobber. And he bought Enfields and sporterized them and sold guns and became friends with Martin Redding.
Oh, man.
And I was wondering, he had an amazing gun collection, antique gun collection at his home. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if that gun collection still exists intact and if it, by any chance, would be on display at the antique gun show.
I don't think so. Martin B. Redding's closed
recently.
Yeah, within the last couple of months. After 1,000 years, the Suns were still running it, mm-hmm. and they had decided that they just had had enough, which, you know.
Imagine dealing with L.A.
Yeah, with all the crap that they've been through. And oddly enough, the city of Culver City, got together with some high-end leftists, and they offered a large amount. I think it was like $6.5 million to buy that building so that they could rent it out to somebody other than another guy with wanting to open a gun shop. So where the building was probably worth maybe $1 million, they gave him $6.5 million, and
cha-ching for the boys, but a loss for
the city of Culver City.
Are there any gun stores in L.A. left?
I don't think so. Well, Burbank, maybe. I think there's one.
Burbank, but that's not L.A., man. Yeah, and they're riding them real hard right now, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to keep happening. People think, well, that's great for you, but it's not.
No.
Because the more they shut down, the more they chase out of state, the more they can zero in on those of us that are left. And you can be 100% correct with everything, paperwork-wise, all your inventory-wise, everything, and they will still find things that you're doing wrong because there's things on their books that nobody's even heard of.
No.
Show me the man, I'll show you the crime.
I got dinged by DOJ the last time they came out over something that another DOJ agent had told me to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember?
Yep.
So this is the kind of crap that we have to put up with on the daily being in this business. So I don't want other gun shops leaving or going out of business because that's just more of us for them to have to deal with. And so,
yeah, we can't build community if they're getting rid of them from our community. We can't have it this big family of 2A supporters when they're taking away our mom and pop shops and our and just our retailers.
Or even big wigs like me.
Hey, look at your brother. Hell.
Thank you very much. I just want to say. Anyway, Brent, anything else?
Yeah, no, I'm just responding. It's just typical run-of-the-mill tyranny and dictatorship.
That's mm-hmm. exactly right. And like I always say, Brent, this is what they're doing to us and we're armed. Can you imagine what they're going to do to us when we're not?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if that doesn't sober you up and make your pecker go backwards, I don't know what does.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, plenty more, but we'll talk later.
Okay, Brent. Thanks for the call. Take care.
Man.
Ay, ay, ay. Anyway.
See, folks, we're glad you're joining us because we're airing all these grievances out that you should be doing it the next time you're out and about mm-hmm. and you're talking to your neighbors about what's going on in our great state. These are the things, these are the points you should be reiterating.
And, you know, I'm getting calls every day from pollsters.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you got to wonder how many people, A, are even, you know, talking to them, and B, telling them the truth, and C, telling them how it actually is. If enough people, you know, like Alice's Restaurant, if enough people got up and sang,
it's a movement,
right? And they need pushback because they're not going to stop until we stop them. And that isn't going to happen by sitting on a couch and letting everybody else do it. There's only so many of us and there's a lot of them. Thing they got in common is they band together.
And we have to band together. I went to the CRPA meeting in San Fernando.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. 30% larger meeting than when they started.
Excellent.
So they're starting to grow. A third of them are women. And I was, as I'm watching the fact that people were free to speak normally in the same way that we speak here. Mm-hmm. Because if you think about it, you get outside the confines of your shop or the studio or the guys that are going to sit in the cab of your truck. In California, it's like you're talking about, you know, a porno bookstore or something like that. And it's not. We need to be able to normalize. This is a constitutionally protected right.
Yep.
We need to be able to talk freely about this. And when you don't engage in that kind of dialogue at all, they've beaten you in a way right there.
Yep. And a right that was given to us by God.
Absolutely.
Not the mm-hmm. Democrats. Okay, let's get to Joe in Pasadena. Joe, what can we do for you?
Yes, I heard about, love you guys, love the show.
Thank you.
I heard about a new 12-gauge round. I don't know who the manufacturer is, but I've heard it more than once. It's less recoil, less noise, and still able to punch into steel about 4 to 6 inches. You know anything about that?
Well, the less noise, less recoil, I was going to say, well, yeah, it's a Winchester FL8, but one that's going to punch into steel. Maybe the Aguila shorts?
12-gauge light recoil slug. I just Googled new 12-gauge slugs out there. Yeah, it looks like a 2 3/4 Steinle Ammunition Company.
Usually slugs are lead.
Yeah.
So the minute you make it out, you'd have to make it out of a harder material.
Tungsten is usually what they use for.
So you think it's hype or for real? Or don't know?
I don't know. I have not heard of it yet.
It's an aerodynamically efficient projectile made out of something that's harder than steel,
yeah,
that'll do it.
You know, most armor-piercing ammo is got a tungsten. The military always used a tungsten steel core. You know, underneath the lead and underneath the jacket, it would have this tungsten steel core. So it would be fairly easy to produce. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Also, what's the difference between a scatter gun and a regular shotgun?
Nothing.
It's nomenclature.
Yeah, there's, you know, some people call them shotties, which I want to slap them every time I hear that.
Shotties.
There's a lot. It's like anything else, you know, tatas or, you know, there's nicknames for everything, and that's all that is. It's just a different.
Two other quick things. Keep reminding the folks that, your listeners, that President Trump has a concealed carry permit, although I don't know whether he packs heat everywhere he goes with all the Secret Service, but actions speak louder than words, and you need some more rockers in the bumper music, like Buzz, Buzz, Buzz by the Hollywood Flames, and some Johnny Guitar Watson.
Wow. All right,
very good, very good. Well, tonight we were just going through I'm just doing 70s
songs.
I know the
70s.
Yeah, so, and I picked some of my favorites from the 70s. So. Anyway, Joe, thanks for the call.
Absolutely.
You got it.
Take
care.
Bye.
Man, there's a lot of shotgun rounds out there. I couldn't name them all on.
There's almost as many nicknames. You know, the other one I hate is Snub Nose. That is just the dumbest name.
Sounds it's like a puppy.
Short barreled revolver. Ugh.
Sounds like a pug.
You hear it?
That's the iconic every guitar players,
right?
So many great intros,
and every guy who ever worked at a guitar store most hated song.
Point to the sign.
You heard it 3,000 times.
Point to the sign.
All right, you're listening to Gunslingers right here on
KRLA.
And does everybody remember laughter?
Does anybody remember laughter?
It's the last song.
No, I'm not bragging, Ben, so don't put me down. But I got the fastest set of wheels in town. If someone come up to me, he don't even try. Cause if I had a set of wings, man, I know she would fly.
And yes, I do have a little deuce coupe. Thank you very much. All right, welcome back, everybody. That's our little tip of the hat to Leon. Okay, well, you know what? We got two calls, and let's get to them real quick. We got Carrie in Huntington. Carrie, what can we do for you?
Hey, guys, good show.
Thank you
so much.
Just wanted to let you know that it's not over, because here in Huntington Beach, we got our 4 city councils that are all conservative, and we got 3 more that are probably going to get in.
Excellent.
Because they got the backing of but we got support of the churches and some of the local groups around here. So it can be done, the grassroots.
Good job, Huntington Beach.
And it's the only way it's going to get done, and it will get done. So good on you.
Wonderful to hear.
Like,
go ahead.
People get off their butts and get out there and do whatever you got to do.
Yep.
You
know? Otherwise, we're going to get run over by the left, and we don't want that.
That's right.
Anyway, you had a question about a 454 Ruger?
Ooh. Yeah, just what do you think of them? I've got one. I love it. I was just wondering what you guys think.
Well, you're talking about the 454 Casull, right?
Yeah. The Casull, exactly. Yeah. The little monster.
Okay, well, here's what I think about
little monster.
I think they shoot 45 Colt great.
It's like 38 357, right?
Yeah, I don't like guns that hurt when you shoot them, and the 454 Casull hurts.
Do you have, like, buffalo in your backyard or bears? Are you attacked by Buicks on a regular basis?
No, I got some Democrats in the area, though.
Well, they're usually pretty whiny. You just put a shot in the air, then they'll scatter like cockroaches when you turn
454 on guy. Legit hurts.
Yeah, I've shot many a 454 in my day. The Ruger is an excellent gun because they put that little rubber strip down the back, so it makes it a little, but
and that big heavy frame.
Yeah, but no matter what, they're just heavy. They just hurt when you shoot them. And getting hurt's just not Not fun for me.
Not on that side of the firearm, right?
If the bear is galloping towards you, yes.
Yeah, if I needed it, I would absolutely have it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's on my CCW just for outdoor events. But anyway,
CCW. Well, you have enough gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Real quick, a quote by Teddy Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm.
To anger a conservative, lie to him. To anger a liberal, tell him the truth.
Yeah, exactly. That's how good. It is today. That's yeah. how true.
Well,
how true.
Sociopaths yeah. don't like truth. No. So there you go.
That's
okay,
right.
Kerry, thanks for the
Thank
call.
You guys.
Take care and tell your friends about our show. We'll talk to you later.
454 Castle. Right. That's a good call.
Yeah,
that's a good call.
I've shot many a 454, and the Ruger is tolerable, but it hurts. And I just
how about the?
Like, I'm
the
a glutton for pleasure. What can I say?
How Go about ahead. The? Compare that to the 500 Smith and Wesson or the 460.
They're all pretty. The 460 is actually a little worse. But the one nice thing about it is you can shoot a 460, you can shoot a 454, and you can shoot a 45 Colt out of it.
Yeah, multi.
So that is kind of cool. But yeah, the flame coming out, it's like it's unpleasant.
It's like you have to be shooting at a buffalo or a buffalo
and
shooting it.
That X frame gun is so large.
Yeah, and which makes it more difficult to hold on to, which means when you shoot it, you're not going to have a great grip on it, and so on and so forth.
That's, yep.
Real quick, let's get to Linda in Burbank. Linda, what can we do for you?
This past week, I heard that the FBI is targeting people buying firearms at Vic's Sporting Goods Store.
Mm-hmm.
And from Cabela's.
Yeah, and others too. They're monitoring through credit card people buying anything in any kind of sporting goods / firearm store. And yeah, it's been all over the news, and it is true.
Man, they're worried about us.
Yeah, because, again, there's never been a banded arm of criminals to get together and take over a government, but just regular folks, that's how this country got started.
Yeah, I just read a comment on one of our feeds that Big Five has pretty much stopped selling all their firearms, and they've shipped them out to other stores.
Yeah, so... Yep, it's very true and scary and you know, like I always say, Big Brother already knows. So you guys who think that you're hiding out and Big Brother don't know about you, mm-hmm. you're wrong. They do, and the only way you can help it is to do something about
Everybody
it.
Everybody pay cash.
Yeah, well, and that too.
So what dark, nefarious force is doing this? What criminal gang, what group of Nazi sympathizers is doing this?
That'd be the left.
That's our own government, guys.
Anyway, Linda, thanks for the call. Okay.
Vote and take it back, man.
Yep. That's the only way we're going to get it back. Okay. Let's get to the fun stuff.
Yay.
February 17th.
Gee, 3 weeks away. Less than 3 weeks.
Less than a month away. That's our next auction. It's going to be at the Elks Lodge. It's, what is it, 1740 Elks Way, something like that. Go to gunslingerauctions.com. You can get my everything. That's our website. You can get everything there.
Whole catalog's up right now. Pictures, descriptions, the internet's already started bidding stuff up. So get in while you can.
Yeah.
Give me some for instances. What's cool
coming
up?
Oh, man. Okay.
Usually these things have a vibe to them. What's
we've got a large collection of double rifles. Now, what a double rifle is, for those of you who don't know, everybody knows what a double barrel shotgun is. Well, imagine a double barrel shotgun, but instead of two shot shells, it's two rifle rounds in very large caliber.
This is like, think big African hunting rifle.
That's exactly
when you
what
need
this
a follow-up shot, and you might not even have time to work a bolt.
Anybody ever seen The Ghost in the Darkness?
There you go.
With Val Kilmer
That's
and Michael Douglas.
About.
Yeah, Michael Douglas carried a double rifle in that. We've got them exposed hammers, not exposed hammers. Some of the stuff, Krieghoffs. We've got a brand new, because Holland and Holland has been around since the 1800s, mm-hmm. and they're still around. And if you order one, they guarantee within 3 to 5 years they will get you your gun.
You'll get in that time,
and it's going to be somewhere between $150,000 and $200,000.
Now that's after you've gone in for your fitting, right?
Yeah, they fit it to you. They put anything. They'll engrave anything you want on the gun, including your name and so on and so forth.
Gorgeous.
What we have is a Paradox. Now this is a 12 gauge double barrel, 28 inch. That is capable of shooting a 12-gauge shotgun and a 12-gauge slug.
Oh, yeah.
Because the last 3 inches are
rifle.
Thank you. And so you can shoot either or.
Oh,
and
man.
This is for large game. Again, if you're heading...
These things are usually in significant calibers.
Yeah, and these aren't guns that you know, this isn't home protection,
no,
folks.
No, no, no.
This isn't a Mossberg 500. This is for those of you out there that have the resources, have the money, and want something unbelievable.
Unless you live in a rhino's den, and then maybe it's home protection.
This gun is so cool. The man who had it made for himself. He's no longer with us, unfortunately. But the man who he had his own dog engraved
on it.
Yeah, you turn it on the bottom of the receiver. His dog Rusty is engraved on it.
That's the kind of firearm we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, it is so cool. It's just beyond words, and it's unfired new. I mean, it's not. We can't sell it as new, but it's unfired as new in its original hard case. Jesus. Yeah, I mean, Lugers. Ever want a Krieghoff Luger?
Wow.
Yeah, we have three of them.
Wow.
Yeah, we've got a Swiss Luger. We've got an American Eagle Luger, which if you've ever seen an American Eagle, they have a grip safety like the 1911. They've got the cut toggles at the top so they're smooth, easier to grab a hold of to pull back. Mm-hmm. The broom handle Mausers with the...
Okay, broom handle Mauser, off the charts cool.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
You got to get yourself a broom handle Mauser. And a double gun.
Oh, man.
And this is literally out of Africa stuff.
Yeah, and we've got a Bolo 9 with the original holster, a.k.a.
That's a C96 that's in.
The Red Knight? I don't remember if it's in 30 or 9mm. Yeah, well, you know, it's the Red Knight. It's a 9mm. Duh. Okay. Well,
by the way, you want to tell them why the Red Knight exists?
Go ahead.
Well, they were in 30 caliber originally, right?
Yeah, called the Gentleman's Gun.
There you go.
Gentleman.
And because it was new, the 9mm Parabellum cartridge was starting to achieve some ascendancy. Mm-hmm. And because the guns look visually the same from outside, when they were issued for military use, you wanted to make sure you didn't give the wrong ammunition to some poor guy who now has basically a tack hammer. So they put the Red 9 on the grip, literally outlined it in red so you'd make sure that the ammunition of the firearm went together.
So there you
very go. Cool piece of history.
Yeah.
Very shootable, by the way.
So go to gunslingerauctions.com. Click on the box that says bid now. It comes up immediately. Mm-hmm. I think another thing comes up when you can sign up and you can get on our mailing list.
Do it.
Emailing list and so on. And folks... just go and take a look. You don't have to bid. You know, you can bid live.
It's cheap. It's like going through the Sears catalog.
And there is a bit of a search engine in there. So if you're looking for a particular caliber, a particular model,
just go to the search box and press in whatever it is you're looking for, and it'll take you right to it if we have it.
Red 9 Mauser.
Dude. I mean, we've got Winchester 73s. We've got just about everything you can imagine.
That Krieghoff 3-barrel was really popular at the show.
Yeah, we have a Krieghoff drilling. We discussed this already, didn't we?
We did, but nobody knows what a drilling is. It's not something that ever caught on big in this country.
No,
which
this is
a shame.
Very European gun, and it's
this
a double
is so
barrel
you could go hunting.
With a rifle barrel underneath. Uh-huh.
You'd go out hunting, and suppose you saw birds.
Then you get your shotgun.
Shotgun, but suppose you see a red deer or a boar.
Then you get your rifle barrel.
How cool is that? All in one thing.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And again, we had this at the gun show at Costa Mesa, and a guy saw it and offered me $350 for it. That was
swearing in a mess.
That was your crowd on Saturday. Oh, man. Well, Jimmy and I, we're going to be at the Antique Gun Show in Vegas at the Westgate Hotel. We'll be there Friday and Saturday. We will be back here live for Sunday because we're all...
Coolitos.
Yeah, they're kicking us out of the show on Saturday.
Can anybody go to that show?
It's open to the public.
What the heck? Have a fun weekend in Vegas. Go by to the show and say hi to the gunslinger. And
come on down.
Mark will be at the SHOT Show.
A little tougher to get into, but if you see me there, please say hi.
Yep, and hopefully you find some folks
I'll talk to Val.
Yeah, and we'll get them on, and we'll get some fun guests. Oh, man.
What a show.
Oh, yeah, lots of pictures. Yeah, we'll get lots of pictures.
Oh, yeah.
We'll post them. If you haven't joined our Facebook page, get on there because we post stuff every day.
Yes, sir.
There's the music on the wall. God almighty, that was 2 hours.
2 freaking hours.
I was so afraid to go 2 hours because I didn't think we'd have enough content. We could go a whole nother hour. I know.
Kirk already called it three-hour show.
Again, you've been listening to Gunslingers right here on K.
RLA.
Thanks for listening. Tell your friends. And don't forget to smile. It's just a little curve that sets everything straight. Thank you, Leon. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Love you guys. God bless. Love you. Bye.
Three three-star general, Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.